Mr. Data, warp speed, please.
Our seven uniforms of nine, just seven.
You're listening to the Trekmate Podathon. Please dig deep and visit www.justgiving.com/teams/Trekmate Podathon. That's justgiving.com/teams/Trekmate Podathon. And thanks.
And we are back.
Yes, we are. So, and this hour we've got something very special. We're being joined by our family member, Matt, from 10 Ford and the Delta Quadrant.
And, hey guys.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
And we are also being joined by the wonderful crew of the USS Relativity, all the way from Technologic. We've got Mike, Chris, and Kerry.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, guys. Oh, hey. Sorry. Hey, guys. How are you?
Not bad. How are you guys?
Well, I think we might be doing much better because it's a little earlier in the evening here than it is there.
I think we're just about coping.
Yeah, it's just gone gone 2 a.m. and this is hour 7. So, yeah, we're doing okay, actually. I think it's going pretty well.
Yeah, yes. So far, no cabin fever. Give it a little while. We can't guarantee
another
it.
Another 3 hours from now?
Yeah,
we should check in with you?
Yeah, that's it. If you do a three-hourly check, I'm sure you'll soon see the rapid decline.
You just have to worry about one of you murdering the other.
I know, that's the thing. Well, Mark's quite computer savvy, so I'm pretty sure he could send electrical impulses if he so wished.
Yeah, I can send some electrical shocks down the internet and wake you up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if anything goes wrong, we can have our medical officer, Q, take a look at you.
It's so handy. Good to know.
So, obviously, if people don't know the Technologic podcast, what the hell's wrong with you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's really nice, guys.
No, seriously, I just want to say how excited I am to finally meet you guys, because Technologic is a big reason why I got into the podcasting game, so I owe you guys a great debt.
Well, you know, we all owe Captain Jeff a great debt, because we got into it, too.
We happily take payment in Quatloos.
Says the man who's going to destroy the entire universe because he's the head in Quatloos.
That is a myth.
It's a myth. Not yet to be proven. Give it a couple of months.
That's right.
And by the way, Wayne, I'm not alone here. I actually convinced Alex to come with me. So he's here. He's enough to take time out of his date night with me to let me do my podcasting thing.
Oh, bless him. You've got him under the thumb already.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, excellent. So, I believe, Kerry, you may have got a special bit of Trek trivia lined up for us.
That is true. We did not do Trek trivia on our show this week so that I could save it all up and award Quatloos.
Now, I am excited about this, though also petrified as well, because we've just retired our trivia section because it ended up being the How Thick is Wayne game.
Wayne, you've got some competition with the crew of the Relativity.
So I'm just hoping for multiple choice.
And there will be multiple choice as well.
And steals, I believe.
No.
No
there
steals.
Are never steals. No matter
but
how many times
trying.
You say it.
It makes it more exciting.
It definitely makes it more exciting.
Thievery is always exciting.
Good point, Mike.
I don't need that kind of excitement, and neither do you.
That's right.
But still, I have to say, I've never quite grasped why everyone assumes that Chris is from the alternate universe. How do we not know that Chris is the normal one?
That's pretty much a standard assumption. I mean, look at him.
Yeah. Has Can you he actually ever look seemed at him? Normal?
Poor fella.
If he ever acts normally, then we might question it.
Oh, now I know.
the love.
Yeah.
We're also arousing to start here.
There's a lot of love on the relativity.
Just a lot of harsh lessons to be learned.
Very harsh lessons, and some of them still haven't learned yet. So I have to keep working.
Don't spare the whip.
Well, right. This is why the Quatloo section is our punishment.
Yes.
Kind of our own agony booth.
I have to ask, how is Captain Jeff?
He is fine. He's taking a very extended leave. We're not sure that he's going to come back because he's enjoying time with his family, enjoying time to do things that he didn't get to do. So we see him every week.
Sounds sensible.
It's a cover story, man. He's like altering the timeline in all sorts of ways, and we're going to have to take care of it.
Yes. I mean, we're constantly having to cover up for Captain Jeff.
As if you didn't have enough to do already.
Right.
But before we kick off, we better just remind people that please get some more donations going in for our charities. Just visit justgiving.com/teams/TrekMatePodathon and give as much as you can because... Remember, at the end of it, whoever has donated the highest amount will win themselves a brand new iPad. That'll be on their way to themselves. But remember, even if you can only donate a couple of dollars, that's fine. Every little bit is appreciated. So, Kerry, I suppose it's all over to you.
It sure is. Let's see. We're going to start... with Maddie.
Hold on, we need the quiz music, right?
Oh, yes. Thank you. We can't have Trek trivia without the music.
What was that? Unknown.
For 100 Quatloos.
This is a test of some kind, isn't it?
Wager. 100 Quatloos. 400 Quatloos. 200 Quatloos against.
So, hey, everybody, welcome to Trek Trivia with our special guest, Trekmate. Well, actually, we're guesting with them, but hey, we'll call it this way. Our special guest, Trekmate, and Matt H.
And hey, guys.
So excited.
He's part of the Trekmate family, but is... this Mark on previously in the Alpha Quadrant, or is he on Trekmate?
No,
I'm on Trekmate. And
you are on Trekmate as well.
I am, yes.
Yeah, no, myself and Mark are the leading guys at the Trekmate podcast.
Because I know you have like 50 million different versions of Trekmate, but they're same. They're not called Trekmate.
They're all part of the same family, but they
they
have different names. So we have Trekmate in the Wilderness, and we have Trekmate 10 Forward, and we have previously in the Alpha Quadrant, and we have Supplemental, and we have Brace for Impact as well as our main show. Yeah.
Hey, they don't get Quatloos for answering that question, do they?
for knowing our own shows.
For knowing your own shows,
no. Quatloos.
Hey, wait. Also, I'm a little worried that Matt didn't he say he had Alex there?
I do, but Alex hasn't watched a lot of Trek. I just started exposing him to Trek.
Okay, well, that's good.
So we better say as well, because obviously I think you guys normally do the Trek trivia using cam, don't you? So that you can see that you're not cheating.
Yes.
I do solemnly swear that I will not cheat.
As do I.
Though, please, guys in the chat room, if you know answers that we're stuck on, don't shout them out.
Don't shout them.
Yeah, because you don't want them to get those Quatloos. You'd rather them suffer, I'm sure. You take away all the suffering.
You guys don't know how much I've been dying to be on this portion of Technologic for a long time.
Oh, no, I know.
She gets emails all the time.
From Matt H? No, I don't get emails from Matt H.
You get answers from me a lot.
I do get a lot of answers from Matt H. Matt H is one of our forerunners in the Trek Trivia Tally.
I just want to make
one of the closest to getting to 100 Quatloos to pick another episode.
Yeah, I picked a good one for you.
Yes.
Mike, do you have the spreadsheet that you created up and ready to go?
I can open it up right now.
Yeah, we want to track all these.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike is tracking. He's not a spreadsheet of answers to trivia questions. It is a spreadsheet that tracks people's correct answers so that it can be added really quickly.
Okay.
Because Mike is an engineer, so he's efficient.
That's right.
And there are multiple mics.
There are plenty of me to go around.
But this one isn't Murder Mike.
No, that one is relegated only to the holodeck.
Okay, well, let's get started before we lose any more people to sleep. This might wake people up.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to start with Chris, because Chris is, on the crew and has the least number of Quatloos of our crew. So I'm going to be nice.
All right.
Well, maybe
one.
Not. Maybe not. We'll see. So we have Wayne and Mark only from Trekmate. Paul's asleep.
Yeah, Paul's in bed.
Yes.
Okay. I haven't written Paul's name down, so I want to make sure he wasn't linked on another mic on Trekmate. Yeah. And not Mike as in Mike, but Mike as in microphone. Okay, Chris, here's your question.
Yes, ma'am.
To what rank was Captain Christopher Pike promoted upon leaving the Enterprise?
Wait a minute, he left? Commodore.
Would you like the multiple choice for one?
Yeah, I guess. That's not correct. I thought you had to go to Commodore before Rear Admiral.
Was he promoted to A, Admiral, B, Fleet Captain, or C, Rear Admiral?
Ah, man. Normally I would say Rear Admiral, but I don't think that's actually in Starfleet. So I'm going to go with Admiral.
And you would be wrong. He was promoted to, and this is where the listeners, if they now know, now that Chris gets zero Quatloos, now you can shout it out if you want to. Once they get down to the zero Quatloos, feel free to shout it out and totally shame the crew, because that's what I would do. It would be Fleet Captain.
Fleet Captain, yeah.
Huh. Yes.
In what show? I don't think so.
The Menagerie.
The Menagerie, yes.
Because, Christopher Pike was in so many episodes.
You only have a Fleet Captain if you're in war. But go ahead.
Maybe he was super special. Okay, I'm going to go with, let's go with Mark.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to, alternate up between crew and Trek guys. How did the Federation Cultural Observers study the Mintakans undetected?
Oh,
this is my favorite episode.
They used what was called a duck blind, so it was a hologram generator. They had a little observation post in a cliff that they hid with a hologram generator, and they studied them from there.
That is correct. I totally didn't plan that. My questions are in random order.
Okay, who was that one for, Carrie?
That was Mark.
Okay, I just want to make sure I get the points in the right place.
That is correct. I totally didn't plan that.
Excellent. Good start. Happy with that.
Order.
Okay, who was that one for, Carrie?
That was Mark.
Okay,
Oh, hey, I'm getting some echo or feedback.
Correct. I totally didn't know you guys were doing that too.
One of you's probably got our website up.
Hey, who was that one for, Karen?
Oh, that was me.
Oh.
I was looking for how do I find out, you know, where people are posting.
Yeah, but the
Captain
thing is,
Chris is messing with the temporal drives again.
Yeah, we might have to do something about that. Okay.
I would expect nothing less from the relativity than to come and screw with our timeline.
Well, who knows what Captain Jeff is doing while we're here. Hey, I'm going to ask this to Mike. Mike,
yes.
Where was Captain Christopher Pike raised?
On Earth.
Oh, I'm looking for something more specific than that.
In a house on Earth.
No, not that. I'm looking for a more general but more specific location.
Oh, the United States.
Nope.
No.
Yeah, I don't even think they existed then.
Do you want the multiple choice?
North American continent. I might as well go for a multiple choice.
Okay, was it A, Mojave Earth, B, Las Vegas Earth, or C, Martian Colony 3?
Oh, it's Mojave.
Yeah, because we just reviewed this not too long ago.
Yep, and I remember the little picnic scene.
Yep.
I thought for sure you would get that.
Like I remembered where it was. I only remembered it was a desert until you said Mojave.
Oh, brilliant stuff.
Okay. I'm going to go with Matt H. now.
Oh, great.
Just give him two now.
I'm able to answer these like when I have some time to think about it. We'll see how I do under pressure.
Okay. Where were the exterior scenes for Who Watches the Watchers filmed?
It wasn't the Vasquez Rocks, was it?
I don't know. Is that your answer?
I'll go with that with my answer, and then if it's wrong, I'll get the multiple choice.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Wow.
See, told you.
And now Wayne's turn. Are you ready, Wayne?
Okay, 0 points. Zero qualities.
Are you sure?
Yeah, go on then.
Who saved Neelix's life by giving him one of her lungs? Look, we've narrowed it down.
Kes.
Yes, that's correct.
See?
It would indeed be Kes.
Because who else would even want to save Neelix's life? Come on.
Wayne, you got a preschool level question.
I know, that's the thing. I'm the special needs one in the group.
I need to handicap Matt H. and give him really hard questions.
Either that or just make each question worth half a quantity.
Oh, no, I can't do that. That would be horribly, horribly mean. And I'm only mean to the crew of the Relativity.
But you could score in halves.
Speaking of which, Chris, we're back to you. Where did Neelix believe that the souls of his people went when they died?
Valhalla.
You thought he was Norse?
Oh, no, I got that cross-reference with Stargate, sorry.
I take it you want multiple choice, because...
Oh, do I get to guess more?
No.
Okay.
A, the Celestial City, B, the Guiding Tree, or C, the Three Heavens of Forever?
The Guiding Tree.
That is correct for one Quatlu.
Wow. Yay. I thought it was going to be D, the Crappy Kitchen.
No, that's where they live so that they get rewarded when they die.
Oh, okay.
It's because they nest. You haven't seen his quarters, huh?
I try not to go to Neelix's quarters.
Just a big pile of twigs.
He gathers shiny things.
Okay, so now we're going to go to Mark.
Okay.
Mark, Why did the albino murder King's son?
Oh. Oh, I watched this episode not too long ago as well.
We did.
He was jealous of his tan.
Yeah. Honor's normally a good guess.
Yeah, Honor's usually good one, isn't it?
Honor?
No. No, you might have to give me a multi-choice on this one.
I can do that for you. Was it A, Kang stopped him from raiding Klingon colonies, B, Kang dishonored the albino, or C, Kang had the albino's crew executed?
He had his crew executed.
No, I'm sorry. Aww. And I know Matt, I hear Matt all the time. When did someone else's question? Okay, Matt, what was it? You don't get Quatloos, but you go ahead.
A.
He stopped them from raiding Klingon colonies.
Oh, okay. Okay.
See, this is what happens when you give up the Trek Trivia account. You stop caring.
Yeah.
Okay, how about Mike?
Yes.
What was the name of Koloth's ship during the Sherman's Planet incident?
I have no idea.
That's not the name of the ship. There is no ship. I have no idea.
He probably called it his car.
You forgot to put the IKS in front of it, Mike. It's the IKS.
Right. Okay.
That would be the Laurel and Hardy, or the Abbott and Costello. The Abbott and Costello version of this. I don't know. Was it A, IKS Garof, B, IKS Katinga, or C, IKS Kavort?
I'm going to go with A.
I like the idea of the IKS Kavort.
Yes.
Not the IKEAs. That would be totally weird for them to have
Swedish
a ship
Klingons.
IKEA. The Swedish. That would be the Bjorg.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go with Matt H. now.
Wait, so I was wrong?
No, you got one Quatloo.
Oh, good.
I was hoping that you wouldn't notice, and I could just move on and not give you a Quatloo.
Okay.
I'm doing anything I can to prevent the end of the universe as we know it.
Every little helps.
Every little bit helps. That's why I'm so glad Matt H. is here, because then we can do the weekly double, and maybe Matt H. will pull in front.
Oh my gosh! I didn't think about that.
Wait, so I get I forgot I can do the weekly double this week. Oh,
wow.
Score!
Okay.
Yes, yes. Aha!
Because that's dangerous. Matt H is at 73 Quatloos plus the two he just got. He could possibly pass me up.
Oh, you might have to do the weekly double just to stop.
So . The fate of the universe is up to me. Is that what you're saying?
No pressure, though.
Yeah, no pressure. But if everything unravels, it's all your fault. Okay? So now we can stop blaming Mike, and we can start blaming Matt H.
That's the whole reason Carrie wanted us to come on here, is so we could shift the blame off of the relativity.
See, I'm totally working and manipulating everything. Go ahead and
blame me. How very Q of you.
Yeah, some people might say that. So, hey, Matt H., I have a question for you.
Yes, sure.
Where is the Bynar's homeworld?
Oh, I had this as a Trek mate question, and it's in the Beta Magellan system.
Yep.
How ridiculous is that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
What was Dr. McCoy's room number?
Now everybody knows that. I'm sure that people have memorized that.
I just listened to that on the Clips show. I forgot to list that. You can blame Mark for that one. He gave me that one as a question a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait. So now you're shifting your scapegoat status to other people?
Yes, of course.
No, we're not going to have that.
The quiz monster determines who's the scapegoat?
Yes. And here I determine who's the scapegoat. Okay, so hey, Wayne needs a second question, so I'm going to give him one right now.
Yes.
Okay. Wayne, what rank did Rolaren achieve before joining the Maquis?
Well, she was an ensign, so it's probably lieutenant commander. No, lieutenant.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, lieutenant.
That would be correct.
Yes.
Wow.
Hey. Nice, easy one. I like this game after all.
You're getting the softballs, man.
Yeah.
And they are totally, I just grabbed a bunch of my cards and mixed them up, and it is totally random.
What location was this shot at? What system did these people come from?
It is totally random. I heard Mark and Wayne promised they weren't looking stuff up, but you notice I didn't hear anything from the other three people. Not that Matt H. would need to promise that, but don't worry about interim Captain Chris.
He is from the Mirror Universe.
I don't know why I'm complaining. I've gotten all mine right.
Yeah.
I think his performance indicates that he is indeed not looking them up, because if he is and he's getting zeros and ones, that's not good.
That's true.
Then you're cheating poorly. Okay, so we're back to Chris. You ready, Chris?
Always.
Where was General Martok held captive by the Jem'Hadar during the Dominion War?
Oh, God. A DS9 question? Really? I thought we were going to limit this to the original series. But anyway, I will go with Earth.
Yeah, because Neelix was totally on the original series.
He was held on Earth.
Earth? No, I'm sorry.
I don't know what any of the Dominion planets are. Go ahead.
Would it be A, Internment Camp 371, B, Cardassia Prime, or C, the Founder's Homeworld?
I'm going to go with C.
You're going to go with C?
Correct.
If you're cheating, you need to find better materials to cheat with, because that's wrong. It was Internment Camp 371.
Yeah, but what planet was that on?
It's on an asteroid.
Yeah. It didn't say what planet was he held captive on. It said where was he held captive.
Asteroid. Yeah. No, not even the planet.
Yep.
And wrong quadrant.
Okay, Mark. It's
yes.
Your turn. We're going to see how you do with this one. You ready?
I'm ready.
Who commanded the Tholian ships that nearly destroyed the USS Enterprise while it was trying to rescue the USS Defiant?
Who commanded the Tholian ship? You want the name of the Tholian captain, then, I guess.
I would have just guessed Tholian captain.
Tholian captain, yeah. Oh, dear.
They had a name. They were a named character.
I do remember the name of one of those guys.
The funny thing is
Commander.
That multiple choice is like zip zip yep.
That was, I know I have watched this recently because we're going to be doing this on a supplemental, but I do need to watch it again. It was Luskan.
Oh. Yeah, that is correct.
No, it's Luskeen.
Luskeen. I'm going to take that because it's just probably a mispronunciation. No, you can't steal. What is wrong with you?
Plus, it's like Chris, one night new.
Chris, they can get away with saying it's just because of their accent.
Oh.
Yes, they can. But not Mike. Mike can't get away with that.
No,
we're going to go with Mike
next. I can't ever get away with anything.
Can't you just claim computer error?
That's right. It was a glitch.
Yeah.
It was a Skype glitch. I actually said Lusky. Yeah.
No, Mike is a hologram. It was a holographic glitch.
That's right.
Mike always claims that. I doubt it, though. Okay, Mike. According to the Tholians, where did the USS Enterprise violate their space?
The spot that they entered it.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm going to need multiple choice then.
Okay. Because I know you always try to do... See what Mike tries to do? He tries to use, like, loopholes to try to answer questions. And I have to call him on.
It's probably still correct.
Yeah, but that's your nickname now.
Loophole
Man. Loophole Man. It's like Repo Man, but different.
Right.
Was it A, inside the Tholian neutral zone, B, near the Tholian homeworld, or C, in a territorial annex of the Tholian embassy? I'm sorry, assembly. I misread.
I'm going to say C, a territorial annex.
Really? That's your guess?
Yep. That's my guess.
You went for the long... Is it because it's the longest one?
Yes.
So if I, like, if I want to fool you, I just make a really long one that's not correct.
No, because next time I may go for the shortest one.
Oh, I see. There's a definite method to this. You just guess long or short. That is correct.
All right.
Man, Mike is doing decently. I might have to stop this. So, hey, Matt H.
Yes.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
We'll see.
Okay. What other role did Michelle Forbes, Ro Loren, play?
Yes. She was Dara, who is Tim Robinson's daughter in Half a Life.
Yeah.
Wow. You even, like, answered all the little trivia parts of it, too. That's correct for two.
I'd expect nothing less.
Oh, hey, and someone in the chat said that Matt should not get to spend the Quatloos that he has already spent on an episode.
Well, hell, I don't get to... I get special rules.
You mean what, for the weekly double?
Yeah, he shouldn't get to wager the 50 Quatloos he spent on his
episode.
Oh,
come on.
Thank you, Robert, for pointing that out. Because they're
BS
used,
right,
but not used. Oh, like, you're going to get 50 before the end of this, so I wouldn't worry too much. Okay. Oh, I can't use that one. That one's too hard. I'll save that one for Matt H. or Mike. I'm not going to give our host a really, really bad one.
But, Matt, these are totally random.
I'm sure.
Okay. No, I totally just dumped that one out. Okay, so Wayne, here you go. Okay. As a result of Barclay's protomorphosis syndrome, Spot became what?
Okay, wait. I remember the episode. It's been quite a while since I've seen the episode.
If you don't get this, I'm going to smack you.
Honestly, it's been so long.
Oh, hey, by the way, the person that pointed that out is Bananite from the Technologic Forum at H, so you can look for him there and have a chat with him.
Yeah, I'm sending out my Nosik and Hit team right now.
Well, you better hope that, you know, he's not like Picard and can live through it.
Yes, true.
Banana, it says to beat him up over at Technologic.
It was some sort of lizard. I don't know. Yeah, no, that would be a guess. Yeah, sounds good.
Some sort of lizard?
Yeah.
Okay, well, considering the multiple choice is A, iguana, B, dog, or C, targ.
It was an iguana.
I think I would give you the lizard.
The lizard. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so he's getting 2 points?
Yes.
You know he'd already gotten 2 points for both of his previous questions, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, and you have a problem with this?
Nope. Just making sure you remembered.
You know, I would be remiss in pointing out that some kind of lizard would be a mic answer and normally.
Yes, it would.
That.
That's true. Okay, so give him one because he said some kind of lizard and then he was able to get iguana.
Yeah.
Sorry, Wayne. You know who to file a complaint with.
Yeah, don't worry. Matt will be firmly reprimanded.
The the way you remember that is, you know, that Spot had, you know, children with Admiral Janeway, I mean, Captain Janeway when she was a lizard.
Okay, I'm back to Chris, by the way.
Hurrah!
Oh, you know what? Before I go to Chris, let's pause for... What? Let's pause for a listener question. Now, here's the rules for people that don't normally listen to Treknologic. You can send an email to carrie@treknologic.com. This is live right now, the Trek trivia section. But, because somebody asked. But don't reply in the chat, because then other people will just automatically get some Quatloos. Send an email to carrie@treknologic.com. You can send us a direct message on Twitter @Treknologic. Or if you're in our forums, you can send me a private message there. But if you don't want to sign up for our forums, the other two ways are great ways to do it. So here is our listener question. And we will announce these tomorrow night on, or actually I think we'll wait for a week to give some people time to respond. In The Way to Eden, Dr. Severin was compared to an infamous Earth female. Name her. So make sure to send that in. I'm using, you know, one of our favorite episodes as a listener question. So if you know the answer, send us a direct message or send an email to carrie@treknologic.com, and we'll add you to our Treknologic Trivia Tally. So, hey, now I'm going to go back to Chris.
Hurrah.
You ready, Chris?
Yeah.
Confident.
Okay. Who was Eileen's son?
All right, well, I remember the song, Come on, Eileen.
Not Eileen.
I have no clue who you're talking about. This could be from
It's from Star Trek. Hello. And I'll even tell you that she was played by Julie Newmar.
Don't know. No clue.
Okay, well, how about if I give you the answers, the possible answers? Was it A?
The first part, the answers would be good.
I'm going to give you all three of them. You have to pick which one's right. Was it A, Leonard James Akar, B, James L. Akar, or C, Mob? Maab or Mob. There's no apostrophe, though.
A.
Oh, so you do know who I'm talking about.
I do.
Yeah, you know this one, Chris.
Yeah, that's a sad one. We haven't watched it in forever. Whoa!
Oh.
What did I do?
Oh, hey, it's Jane! Oh.
Jane has arrived in a hail of bloops and beeps.
Sorry. I'm a lawyer, so I inconvenience wherever I go.
Oh, great. Now we have two law people on here.
It's actually a noisemaker that we make her wear so we know when she's coming.
Yeah. Well, since I'm also a Betazoid, you know, everybody wants to clear their heads and think happy thoughts when I'm around.
That's right.
Well, I'm not worried about that. It's okay. But now I have to stick Jane in our rotation.
I just added her after Wayne.
Okay, yeah, I'll add her after Wayne, too. Okay, so now I am on Mark.
Yes. Okay.
Am I still on?
Yes, yep. You're still on. I'm sorry, I've had a minion jump in.
So what's your answer, Mark?
Mark, don't worry, you didn't get the question yet. You don't get the question.
We have moved into the telepathic section of the questions.
It's not quite as good for the listeners, but it's very entertaining from my perspective.
Okay, so Mark.
Just go for 47. Yeah.
Mark, how many stomachs does Morn have?
He has 47? Three.
No, I'm sorry. Is it 4, 2, or 1?
It's definitely more than one. because he holds the Latinum in it, I would say, okay, 4.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ah, it was 2.
It's 2. Yeah.
It's 2.
He's not quite a cow. And okay. Mike. Okay.
Yes.
Hey, Mike, what species is Morn?
A big Nacarite.
Did you just say a big Nacarite?
Big Nacarite.
Oh, better than being a Nacarite.
I heard a big Macarite, and I'm like, he doesn't even look like a big man.
No, he does not. Well, I don't know. He looks kind of like Mayor McCheese.
No. Is it A, a Lurian, B, a Bajorn, or C, a Ridian? Uridian.
I'm going to say A.
That would be correct. All see what right. Mike just kind of, you know, picks in little pieces until he gets there. It's like these little pieces.
He looks more like Grimace than he does Mayor McCheese.
That's true. And in all honesty, with as much fries as he eats and shakes, Grimace should have a chin like that anyway.
Ribbles and wobbles.
Okay, Matt H.
Yes.
It's your turn. Let's see what we can do with this one.
She is totally not going back to that super hard question.
Yeah, of course not.
I've dumped that question. Oh, if we had video, you could see that I dumped it. Uh-huh. I just picked it up and threw it back down.
If only we had video.
If only we had video. Okay. What was the Starfleet registry number of the USS Defiant?
NX74205.
Did he just...
Yeah, he just totally said that real fast, yeah.
We're talking about the Defiant from Deep Space Nine, right? Not the original one.
Are you sure it's not NX?
Are you sure?
Are you sure it's not NX8375309?
You know what? I'll just stick with my original answer. It's NX74205.
Yes, that's correct.
Wow.
See?
I am out of my league.
Yes.
Aren't we all?
Okay, Wayne.
Yep.
The sixth Wayun clone attempted to defect from the Dominion. Where did Wayun 6 die?
I'm trying to think. I suppose. Was it on Deep Space Nine?
I don't know. You tell me.
The show?
I mean, I know. That
would, I guess.
Yeah, no, it is.
Is that your answer? I mean, people are like, is it that? I'm like, is that your answer?
Yeah, it's a fair loophole. Okay, DS9.
No, I'm sorry.
No. Okay, multiple choice.
E, Deep Space Nine.
Oh, sorry, C, I missed A.
Oh, A would be USS Rio Grande. B is Deep Space Nine. Mm-hmm. And C is the Founder's homeworld.
A.
Really, no one's going for the Founder's homeworld. This is really disappointing.
Chris tried it and it totally failed him.
Yeah. Oh, that's why no one else is going for it. Lord Hot Dog says in his arms. That's where Wayun 6 died. Which is totally
he's totally right.
Rio Grande.
Excellent.
He's technically right, though, because he dies in Odo's arms aboard the Rio Grande.
Oh, Lord Hot Dog is Odo?
Wow.
I am really impressed.
Form of Hot Dog!
Now Jane gets one.
Yes, Jane, you get one too. Are you ready?
I'm so far out of my depth here. Sure, go for it. I'll try not to read your mind.
Okay. What did Capellan law forbid concerning High Tier's wife?
Steal.
No stealing! Oh my goodness!
It forbade her from testifying against her husband.
That would be Earth law.
Look, I don't even know what we're talking about here.
You just came in expecting to chat about Star Trek, and here I am throwing these trivia questions at you.
I heard somebody mention Odo, so pretty sure we are talking about Star Trek.
Yes.
Depends on how well you know TOS, Jane.
Not at all. That is absolutely the one I know the very worst.
Was it A, offering food to her, B, touching her, or C, speaking to her?
C.
Speaking to her?
No, B.
But you said C.
Blue. No, yellow.
Oh, I don't know that. I'm going with B.
Touching her?
Okay, you sound skeptical, but it's my final answer.
I want to make sure that...
As Quizmaster, it is her duty to make you always doubt your answer.
Yes.
It's not hard when I'm just grasping at straws.
Well, those straws are very sturdy because it is indeed B touching her.
Woo! Yeah!
All right.
And yes, you managed to answer a TOS question.
Okay. I think we can go one more round, a listener question, and the double.
Then the weekly double.
Thing. Then the weekly double.
Sounds good.
I think we might have time.
Yeah.
Because we have about 9 minutes, right?
Yeah. Yep. We'll make this time. Don't worry.
Okay. Chris. What was the name of the shuttlecraft abducted by the companion?
Wait a second. Is that the one that's all dressed up in the nice tapestries and she goes out and
it's Chris's quest? Don't people. Help him.
No, dude, I'm talking about Serenity.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Chris. And just so you know, if you want to follow your pattern, you've been going 0101, so you should be getting 0 this turn.
Okay, that's good to know. All right, which companion? Was it Rose Tyler?
Wrong series again. We're not talking the Doctor. We're not talking Firefly.
I think we're talking about the horrible, horrible companion.
Oh, okay. The Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
I'm gonna say that's wrong, and now you're gonna get multiple choices because you spent too much time goofing around. Was it A, the Columbus? B, the Challenger, or C, the Galileo?
I'm going to go with Galileo.
That would be correct for one Quatlu.
Nice! Oh,
totally ruined your pattern.
Yes, totally.
I don't follow patterns, Mike.
Mike is very disappointed in you.
You know, that companion would be the one that was spoofed on Futurama.
Yes, that's right.
By the way.
Yeah, it was Cochrane's lover.
I believe if Jeff were here right now, he would say give Carrie a Trekkie point.
Because it would be a future mom points. Okay, so hey, Mark.
Yes. Let's go.
In the episode Parallax, who competed with B'Elanna Torres to become chief engineer?
Oh, calm down.
That was Carrie.
No, it wasn't me.
Carey. Lieutenant Carey. I don't remember his first name. It's Carey.
No, that will work well. Lieutenant Carey is correct. That's two quads.
Wow.
Very nice.
Yes.
Excellent.
Okay. Mike?
I'm ready.
Which member of the Enterprise D crew did Sela capture and reprogram?
Really?
I know.
Just wait.
See, now you guys all make me think it's not Data. I'm going to say Geordi.
Oh my gosh, Mike. You got two on that one.
Really?
The right answer, yes.
Yep. Wow!
Do you remember the brainwashing episode?
Awesome.
Yeah, remember they programmed him through his visor?
Oh, through his visor, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Matt right. H.
Yes.
Where did Alexander Rozenko serve with his father during the Dominion War?
On the Ratarin.
That is correct. There's not even like a pause. You can't think really about it. You all should learn from this.
Yeah, learn that I probably lied my way onto my post at the ship.
Oh, I thought we were supposed to be learning that we don't ever have Matt H. on trivia again.
Yeah. Okay, so hey, Wayne.
Okay.
Who was Harry Kim's fiance? Because I know we all care about Harry Kim.
He got engaged.
God, who would do that?
Eyebrowlicious.
Yes.
No giving hints.
He's always, well, especially early on, he was always moaning, bitching about her, considering like she was the only one that he'd ever get laid with. He was such a cock block. As soon as you give me the options, I know I'm going to get it.
Okay. Was it A, Jody, B, Tala, or C, Libby?
Libby.
There you go.
Yeah. I wouldn't have gone it without that.
Was she a hologram?
That would be the only way he could probably get engaged.
That's a blow-up doll.
Okay, Jane, you're the last one to get a regular question, then we're going to move on to listener trivia and the weekly double.
All right.
Agents of the Dominion imprisoned Martok and replaced him with what?
I guess I should know who Martok is.
We just talked about this.
They replaced him with
Jane was with us.
Fruit basket.
Was it A, a clone? I don't know if that's a fruit basket or not. B, a shapeshifter, which I guess could become a fruit basket. Or C, an android, and it does not specify if that was in the shape of a fruit basket. So
the answer has already been given, and if I had just been paying closer attention, I would know it. Is that the...
I don't think you were with us when we talked about who Martok was.
A clone, a shapeshifter, or an android?
An android.
Android seems implausible. I'm going to go with shapeshifter.
That would be correct for one Quatlu.
Oh! Ow!
And she hurt herself.
Okay, before we do the weekly double... Well, I'll do the weekly double, and while you all are thinking, I will go ahead and give the listener weekly question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. For those of us that are below 50 points, can it be a weekly quadruple?
No.
That would be all of us except for, Mike.
And Matt.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So here is the... weekly double, and since we don't have a video, you can't write things down, so you're just going to have to say your name. Okay. And it'll be the first one, I guess, because...
Oh, so it's only going to be one person this time.
Yeah, because I don't
have a
wonder
who it will be.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, even if you know the answer, no one can do it until after I give the weekly double for our listeners. So, okay. You'll have time to think about it. Okay. What was the fate of the crew of the starship Exeter? Think about that. Think about it while I give the second listener weekly question, which is, what aliens hired their administrative officials from other planets so all could pursue pleasure and peace at their leisure? That's our listener question, our second one. So if you know the answer to that, send me an email at carrie@treknologic or send me a direct message on Twitter @treknologic. Okay. Now, anybody have the answer?
I have a guess.
I've got a guess.
Excellent, Quat-loos? Right?
In case you're Wager? Interested, Matt, your Quat-loos? Totals are at 90, your 95 Quat-loos.
But I can't risk them all, right?
My wager is zero.
Oh, that's right. You can only risk 45.
What? That's not true.
No, not you, Jane. Matt H.
Yeah, I did not get
45 throughout this whole hour.
No. You got 10. You were at 85 when we started.
Okay. So the fate of the crew of the starship Exeter. EXETER.
I'll go ahead and bet the half of my Quat-loos, so 5.
Half of your Quat-loos from today?
Your Quat-loos, I've got the answer.
Half of your available would be 22 and a half.
Yes, I know, but today I'm only limited to what I earn today.
No,
so.
No, you can bet all of them. You can bet those 45.
Carrie is counting on you to jump ahead of me.
Yes.
Oh, for God's sake.
Come on, bet all 45. Come on, because we're at the hour. We're at the hour. We're over time.
Okay, I'll try the 45. I'm going to regret this.
Okay.
Ooh, very dramatic.
Okay, go ahead, Matt H.
Okay, the Exeter was the Constitution class starship in orbit over Omega 4 and the Omega Glory, and they had all the crew had contracted some virus that drained them either of all their water or all their salt, but they all collapsed into like piles of dust. Basically, that's what happened to them.
Oh my gosh! You know what? That is absolutely. I'm sorry.
No, I have the answer. They all went to a prep school in England.
No, that would be the Harry Potter people.
No, that would be Matt.
Matt H, you know, I'm very very sorry that you wagered all these Quat-loos. But
because he's right, right?
Yeah, but I'm not as sorry as Mike because you're right.
All right. Of
course.
So I'm like, that's 45 Quat-loos your total.
Yes, so 55 total for the day, bringing him to 142, 140, which is less than me.
Oh, man.
That's okay.
So close.
It's Mike very close, though. Hold on. Where the heck are my points? I got 2, 3. I'm at 148.
He has 140.
Should have given him more softballs.
Seeing as Matt's family, I'm happy to donate my Quat-loos.
Oh no, sorry, we can't do that. Only if it's his birthday. Or Christmas.
Hey, did I mention you guys? It's my birthday.
He's only 8 points away. He will easily pass me before the end of the year.
Yes, before December. That's the only thing that matters.
See, so I hope I haven't let you down totally.
No, you have served your purpose. You may now take a brief leave and have some shore time.
Thank you, Quizmaster.
And hey, that wraps up another round of Technologic Trivia.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us. That was great fun.
Yeah, it was enjoyed a lot that. Of Thank fun. You.
Thank you guys for playing along. We appreciate it. And hey, I hope that you guys are closer to your goal at this point of raising money for those two wonderful charities.
Yeah, no, we're getting there. Actually, I haven't looked for an update in the last few minutes. We are now at £612.
No way! That's wonderful!
Yeah, so we're doing well.
Awesome! Doing well. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on it and bump it through on Twitter to see if we can help you out throughout the rest of your podcast, too.
Brilliant. Well, thank you. And I'm sure you guys are going to be enjoying the rest of your evening.
Yes, we have our show that we record tomorrow night, so that'll be a lot of fun.
And you need to get on top of watching the, getting prepared.
Yes, that would be good.
We're going to go watch whales
tomorrow.
We're going to do some whale watching.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to listening to it. And for anybody who isn't listening to Technologic, where can they find you?
We are at technologic.com. We're also on iTunes. We have a presence on Facebook, Twitter, Google+. But Trek and Logic,
you'll find us everywhere.
Yeah. Yes.
And you guys absolutely rock. It's always a highlight of my week.
Me too.
Yeah, thank we you. Love you guys. We want you, we really hope that you make goal and then a whole lot more than that.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. We really appreciate your time, and thank you for joining us.
It was wonderful to meet you all finally.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Next time we'll do a video chat.
I'm in complete awe of your Trek knowledge, so, wow. Well done.
Oh, dear. Well, thanks again, guys.